Now, your first story here, there's been an emergency declared in the Maldives capital over a water crisis. You came in just the other day talking about how they're using or they're coming up with alternative solutions for this water, having too much water, basically, in the Maldives, but now there seems to be some kind of water shortage.
Yes, and this is after authorities there declared a disaster situation. There was a fire at the main water treatment plant in the capital, Mali, on Thursday, and this has led to a drinking water crisis. And media there is reporting about angry residents fighting and attacking shops because some of those outlets started imposing controls over the sale of mineral water, while hotels in the capital, Mali, are also saying that they're soon running out of supplies, so an emergency has been declared in the capital.
Too much seawater and not enough drinking water at the moment.
Virtually that is what the situation seems like. And now after this, security forces have been deployed and they are distributing water free of charge. And again, it's not enough, say most observers and activists over there, because people, they have to produce ID cards. And then the question is, what about migrant workers from neighboring Sri Lanka, India, who do work in hotels and resorts over there? So the situation seems to be getting out of hand, and that's the reason why the armed forces have been deployed.
What about, what are other nations doing to help out, Sanuj? Because in a situation like this, it's all hands to the pump, excuse the pun.
Well, neighbouring countries like Sri Lanka and India have stepped in. In fact, Sri Lanka is flying in water from all airlines that heads to Maldives, plus India is sending a Navy patrol vessel with two temporary water purification plants. India's Air Force is also flying in bottled mineral water. Plus, there's a U.S. naval vessel that's heading to the Maldives carrying water. China has also promised unspecified support. So all these countries have been pitching in. But if help doesn't come around quickly, then chances are the situation could get out of hand, because already it's been like Thursday the disaster struck. It's already been 2 days.
So all of these countries are shipping in water. How long do they think this will last? And how long will it take for the desalination plant to start running again?
It's said that damage to the water purification plant could take up to 5 days to repair. That's the minimum time frame that authorities there have stated. Much of the nation's upmarket tourist resorts located on other islands, they have not been affected because they have their own power generation and individual desalination plants, which is required by law. So it's actually the bustling capital, Mali, that's been affected. And it's said that 120,000 residents are now struggling for clean drinking water.
Let's move on to the next story, Sanuj. India moves a step closer to getting another airline, not long after all we've heard over the last year or so, airlines running into trouble in one way or another in India. But how ambitious are the company plans for this new airline? Does it intend to, once again, excuse the pun, take off in a big way?
It's going to take off in a small way. The new carrier is called Vistar. It's a joint venture between India's Tata Sons, which holds a 51% stake in the venture, and the remaining 49% is held by Singapore Airlines. And it's been going quite slow as far as inducting new aircraft is concerned. So far, it's taken delivery of only 2 planes on lease, but on a long-term basis, it has plans to lease 20 Airbus A320s. And the company says it's likely to get its flying license any day now. One last hurdle left was for the airline to prove its flight schedule by operating demonstration flights for 10 hours on certain routes and carrying out evacuation exercise. And now those test flights have been carried out. The company is just waiting for its final flying license from the aviation regulator.
What are they expected to be? Are they going to be a budget airline?
This is going to be a full-service carrier based in the Indian capital, Delhi, connecting 8 destinations in the first year, including Mumbai and Bangalore. Plans to operate 87 flights in the first year and then scale it up to 300 flights by the fourth year.
Is it going to work, Sanuj? Because there are issues with running airlines wherever you look, but is the market ready in India? Is there critical mass, whatever an airline needs to make money?
Well, there are questions concerning, is the market overcrowded? What about profitability? Because stats from India's aviation industry suggest that only one out of around a dozen airlines based in the country is consistently reporting profits. So there are these questions. But new players are optimistic about the Indian market. They hope that in the years to come, with rising number of passengers, more domestic airports and better infrastructure, the prospects are bright. So that's what they're counting on. Plus, if they complete a certain number of years, a cooling period, domestic carriers can also operate on the international sector.
Sanuj, also, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.